B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Time to get out and vote. New outdoor skating rink coming to Boston, and Kanye ties Eminem. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, if Rihanna could do it all over again, that hit song Monster with Eminem would never have happened.
Leroy has your sports.
Yeah, that Pat's loss hurt, but thank God we're not Browns fans.
But first, it is Election Day in Massachusetts. Many cities and towns across the state have elections for city council, school committee, and mayor. Now, if you want to make sure if you're still registered, if you need to know where to vote or to see a sample ballot, just go to the Secretary of State's website. Well, a new outdoor skating rink is coming to Boston. The rink at 401 Park in the Fenway will open early next month next to Time Out Market. It'll be a seasonal outdoor 6,000-plus square foot rink where there'll be theme nights and live DJ, skating lessons, sporting events, and live music. And Kanye's Jesus is King is the number one album on the Billboard 200, and that means the album is his ninth consecutive album to land in the top spot, and that ties him with Eminem as the only other artist to do it. It sold an equivalent of 264,000 album units, including streams and sales. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Word is Chris Brown has another child on the way with his girl Amika, so why is he going on dates with his ex? The pregnancy hasn't been confirmed out there, but there's all kinds of rumors that, like, Chris is making Amika sign an NDA, like a non-disclosure, so she can't speak about it. And just 3 days ago, Amika posted a picture from Chris Brown's backyard. So they're definitely still at least seeing each other. But rumor has it, Chris was seen in L.A. on a date with his ex, India Marie, over the weekend. They were dating but broke up back in April when she learned of this alleged pregnancy that hasn't been confirmed. So he could be juggling two women. Who knows at this point? But at some point, she'll have to have had the baby. So, I mean, we'll find out sooner or later, I guess. Pebs, you better get your girl Lizzo because she's being attacked by Ariana Grande fans.
No, you better get Ariana Grande fans.
Yep, the hashtag Lizzo is over party was trending last night. But it was for all the wrong reasons. Lizzo has nothing to do with this. She just dropped a remix to her song, Good as Hell, with Ariana Grande. But fans of Ariana are pissed off because the original song is now sitting at number 14. Actually, it moved up to number 8 on the Hot 100 singles chart. Basically, they think if it wasn't for this remix, the song wouldn't be charting so high. So they're wanting Ariana to get some credit and more credit than she's actually getting. And so now they're calling for Lizzo's cancellation, which is so ridiculously stupid. Get over it. And Eminem catching a lot of heat this morning after audio from a song he recorded back in 2009 has been making the rounds again. It's a 7-second snippet that says, I'd side with Chris Brown, I'd beat down a bitch too.
Let me add my 2 cents. Of course I signed with Chris Brown. I beat a bitch down, too, if she gave my dick an itch now.
Okay. Well, the leaked audio is from an unreleased version of a song that made it into B.O.B.'s 2011 song titled Things Get Worse. No word as to why the track is surfacing again, and neither Eminem nor Rihanna have mentioned it, but he is definitely getting a lot of heat this morning for it.
Getting a lot of heat, then you should have given him heat from the times he killed his freaking daughter's mom back in the day.
I think he did from some people, but you know, it's Rihanna. Rihanna's fans are like Ariana Grande's fans. They're just very passionate.
Yeah.
All right, here's Leroy with sports.
All right, Sox slugger J.D. Martinez, he didn't opt out of his contract. He's coming back, and one of the main reasons he said is because he wants to play for a competitive team. That's what's up. What a crazy game at the Garden last night. It was this black man's, Leroy's, first Bruins game ever. And it was crazy, all right? So the Bruins were up 3-0. Then the Penguins scored 4 unanswered goals to take the lead. And then in the third period, the Bruins put 3 more up on the board to win 6-4. That's right.
That's Leroy.
Oh, I loved it. Can't wait to go back. Things got weird during Monday Night Football. So the Giants were beating the Cowboys. And then all of a sudden, y'all, a black cat showed up on the field.
That's Leroy's reaction.
No. Boogity boogity. Man, that thing had me freaked out.
Leroy's
racist against cats.
Oh, stop it. So this cat eventually left the field. It ran off the field.
He was scared.
But this is how you know this stuff is real. So it was at the Giants stadium. The Giants were up. the cat leaves, the Cowboys go on to score 10 points in 50 seconds to take the lead. Fast forward to the end of the game, the Cowboys 37 and the cursed Giants 18. Black cats are real, man.
So it's because of the black cat?
Not
because,
yes, absolutely.
Not because the Giants are horrible.
No, absolutely. And I know the Pats lost and it hurts, but at least we aren't the Browns. We aren't Browns fans. Brown safety Jermaine Whitehead was let go by the team after he went on Twitter to deal with some criticism following the team's loss to the Broncos. He said a lot of stuff. I'm just going to give you a little bit. He said, "I'm out there with a broke hand. Don't get smoked. I'm going to kill you." All types of stuff. He's just wilding. The team let him go. He apologized through Instagram, but only for his performance on the field, not for his tweets. This dude is wild.
I'm sorry. I think that's hilarious.
So he doesn't have a home right now. So we'll see what happens.
Is he any good?
Yeah, he's good.
Well, then let's get him over here.
Oh, yeah, right. Here we go.
He said, listen, after Antonio Brown, they ain't going after anybody with any controversy.
I ass what he, you know, take all your, vent to me. What's his name, Whitehead?
Yes.
Whitehead, at Ramiro Torres. Just take all your frustrations out on me as long as you perform on the field.
All right, there we go. Celtics, Cavs at 7, Bruins, Canadians at 7:30, and that's your sports.
All right, your good news today. Lamont Thomas was a divorced father of two, but back in 2001, all of that changed. He decided to become a foster parent to a kid named Michael Perez. Well, Lamont said he was a good young man and hated to see him in the system. Well, he eventually adopted Michael, who now works as a nurse. Over the next 15 years, Lamont fostered more than 30 kids, and he recently took in 5 siblings, all under the age of 6. He found out that they were going to be split up, and to guarantee that they stay a family, he decided to adopt all of them last month.
Wow.
That's your good news, and this report made hot by Sullivan Tire and Auto Center. Save $50 instantly on all Goodyear tires in stock and enjoy more peace of mind with their vehicle health report. See SullivanTire.com.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.